and gentlemen, it is Monday, March 2nd, 2026. I am your host, Alex Jones. And we're going to be here live for the next 4 hours today. The Iran situation is obviously extremely complex, extremely dangerous, and extremely important. But I can tell you unequivocally, you're going to get the very best wide-spectrum analysis here. Max Blumenthal, journalist and really smart individual, will be joining us in the third hour. Matt Bracken, also extremely informed on geopolitics, what's happening in the world. Former Navy SEAL bestselling author, he'll be joining us in the fourth hour. Stuart Rhodes, founder of the Oath Keepers, constitutional lawyer, veteran of the information war. He will also be joining us in the second hour. And I also intend today to take some of your phone calls. We've reached, as usual, super information level overload, but I'm going to do the best I can to navigate all of this versus propaganda coming out of our government, propaganda coming out of the Iranians, propaganda coming out of the rest of the Middle East, to really hone in on what's actually going on. Trump has said that now they're going to be bombing for at least 4 to 5 more weeks. Now, the first mission is to get rid of their main military and their offensive missiles, their nuclear program, and their Navy, so they can't block the Strait of Hormuz in the future. That's the stated goal, why Trump says he's doing this. But that's the primary mission, because they know that's the public primary mission. The real mission is regime change, and they've admitted that. But they don't want to be embarrassed if they can't get it, though Trump has basically said they want regime change. And the Iranians have been attacking and setting ships on fire. They have effectively already closed the Strait of Hormuz because the insurance companies of the world told tankers and other ships, and you got 27% a day on average, the world's oil going through it, to not go through it. So effectively, the Strait of Hormuz is blocked right now. We're watching markets, the effects that's having. That's coming up next segment here today. There's a lot of pieces, obviously, go into this. But confirmed footage out of different cities in Israel, this is an AI, it's confirmed, and I'd imagine they got this from the Chinese and the Russians, because this is new. These ballistic missiles coming in out of Iran are evading the Israeli U.S.-made missiles. So they fire up a whole bunch of these missiles, and you see the Iranian warheads that obviously have reentry devices and start evading and make it around them. So we're going to be going over all of that here today as well. No shortage of incredibly important news. I told you the guests we have today, your calls, Stuart Rhodes, Max Blumenthal, Matt Bracken. Tomorrow we have several guests, but Nick Fuentes is going to be joining us at 1 p.m. Central tomorrow. He is completely done with Trump. He says, vote Democrat in the midterms to stop this war. And Trump did promise to not take us to full war with Iran or go for regime change. He did say try to stop a nuclear program. But this really is kind of a first broken promise by Trump. But I just don't think I can sit there and say, yeah, put Democrats in, we'll open the borders and accelerate war with Russia and, you know, put men back in women's sports immediately. But then how do you split the baby here? How do you try to get Trump back on the straight and narrow, but also not support the Democrats? We're engaged in world-changing information here. And now our credibility is higher than ever, but it takes funds to operate. So it's a win-win. I sell you supplements, super nutrient compounds that are the certified, best, strongest, highest rated, most loved, totally tested products at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have a massive sale. Alert, alert, alert. I'm saying this live on air Thursday, February 26th. And that means you have until midnight Monday, March 2nd, to get our incredible, highest quality, concentrated creatine, private label, the top brand in the country. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, good for everything. And you get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies and our high quality Shilajit. You get either or. You choose absolutely free with our creatine. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We'll be right back.
the front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we have a massive Monday, March 2nd, 2026 broadcast lined up for you. Trump had hoped to decapitate the Iranian regime and have the people overthrow them in the first few days. That has not happened. Now that Trump has committed us to this, now that this is happening, now this is going on, I would like to see them toppled. I'm not a fan of the mullahs. But my concern, and the reason I said you shouldn't do this attack, was because the chairman of the Joint Chiefs said it's too big a roll of the dice. Eric Prince said that. And all the different horrible scenarios that could come out of it. And we know that we've only got maybe 4 or 5 weeks of munitions in that area. And it would take months to, you know, stockpile back up to that level. And that's why this morning, even before I saw Trump make the statement this morning that, oh, we'll be bombing for at least 4 or 5 more weeks unless they give up, unless there's regime change. That's because we have 4 or 5 weeks of munitions. Now, the B-52s haven't hit yet out on Diego Garcia, but they're ready. But the missile cruisers are already out of missiles. They got to go load more up. And at this point, according to analysts I've talked to, there's not even a lot of good targets to hit anymore. And the Iranian National Guard, the IRC, is hiding out. So far, the Iranian people have not overthrown Iran. Trump can say, well, or the Iranian government, you know, at least we're degrading their military. They, you know, in the future, they won't have a navy to block the Strait of Hormuz, and they won't have missiles to hit Israel or their other neighbors. But the point is, this all started last year was stopping their nuclear program, something Trump said he would never allow, and now it's morphed, metastasized, as I predicted it would, into, oh, we've got to have regime change. But if that doesn't work, oh, we're just getting rid of their main military force. And then I guess every few years, as their force builds back up, we have to go blow it up again. Preemptive attacks that violates international law. And again, I'm going to get into some of the history of this coming up later, because there's been new developments, but the Britain and then the United States and then Israel and the rest of them are always overthrowing friends of ours over there. Obama did it to Egypt and a couple other countries with the Arab Spring and putting the radicals in, because when you create Hamas like Israel did, to destabilize Gaza, so they never get good leaders that won't fight you. And so they're using the Mahatma Gandhi, Martin Luther King tactic of nonviolence. Israel's like, no, we'll just fund radicals and put them in charge. And this isn't a trick that Israel invented. This has gone on for thousands of years. It's called divide and conquer. But that's the history of the Middle East. So now we have the former Israeli prime minister and a bunch of other leaders in the Knesset, including in Netanyahu's government, saying next, we're going to hit Turkey. And I told you, this isn't going to stop. And now you have Israel admitting, oh, those patches on our soldiers' shoulders that we said were just a joke about greater Israel? No, that's really the plan. And if Israel thinks it can incrementally take over the whole Middle East, it's kind of done a good job of it so far, then have at it. But we shouldn't pay for it. We shouldn't get the terror attacks over it. We shouldn't have to finance it. In case you notice, much of the country's falling apart. So this is Israel literally manipulating, controlling our foreign policy. And then if you say that, Ben Shapiro comes out and says you're anti-Semitic. That doesn't hurt people. You guys have overused that so much that makes people popular. If I put on a Hitler uniform and said, "Heil Hitler," I'd get higher ratings and more support. I don't actually support that, so I'm not going to do that. But my goodness, you're behaving like villains. And this is insane. So it's very paradoxical. You've got the horrible mullahs oppressing their people, torturing, killing thousands every few months. I mean, it just goes on forever. And just all the things and the sponsoring of terror and all the stuff they do. Yeah, they're bad. And then you, if you know the real history of it, the CIA kind of helped them. They didn't put them in, but they helped them get in and overthrow the Shah in 79 and then flip them around, and then they became the new enemy. So they didn't work for the CIA, but they definitely made that deal and then did Iran-Contra after. Then the CIA double-crossed them a few years later and launched the Iran-Iraq war against them. That's all declassified. Just like they've put the global head of Al-Qaeda in charge of Syria. And then now they're talking about, oh, maybe he'll go sideways. We'll have to overthrow him. And this way you set the countries up where every 5-10 years you can overthrow each country over and over again. Like Obama. Remember Arab Spring, overthrowing Egypt, our ally, and all that, and blowing up hundreds of churches and killing tens of thousands and raping American reporters in the streets? Like Laura Logan, 100 men gang raping her? As the Muslim Brotherhood celebrated? So this is a bipartisan thing where the Republicans and the Democrats will back radical Islamists, whether it's Muslim Brotherhood or whether it's Shiites, to take over. The Middle East 50, 60 years ago played rock and roll. The women wore bikinis. They had beautiful resorts almost everywhere, and they were just as advanced as us. Not now in most areas, because the West funded the cavemen because they didn't want to have to deal with real governments that would say, hey, this is our oil. You can get half of it. Like Mossadegh said in Iran in 53, pro-Western, a modernization guy, anti-radical Islam. They said, no, we'll just have Shiites come overthrow your ass. Then we'll double-cross them and put in the Shah. And now his son, you know, hadn't been there in 47 years, is running around saying, I'm the king, I'm the king. They've done polls. The people don't want a king. So this is a complete and total mess. Yeah, that's Iran until the mullahs took over. Iraq was that way. Lebanon was that way. Almost all the Arab nations were like that. So Islam had started to adopt the West, wasn't being expansionist. It was reverting to pre-Islam when some of the most advanced science in the world was where those countries are today. Now you've got inbreeding, mass pedophilia, plunging IQs, psychotic men running around with machine guns in nightgowns, putting their wives and women in beekeeper suits. It is a mess. So I want to go over each piece of this. I want to break it down, the different pitfalls. I don't want to say Trump's mission is failing, and I'm just pragmatically looking at it. I did not support this, do not support it, do not think it was a good idea, but just looking, calling balls and strikes. A lot of people are saying they're going to run out of munitions. It's failed. They wanted regime change. This is a victory for Iran. I wouldn't say that yet. We're a ways away from that. But this is definitely sliding in that direction very, very quickly. But because this news is so heavy, I've decided maybe once an hour to spend a few minutes having some fun just so we can reset our minds and not be too gloom and doom. Because the good news is there is a great awakening. The globalists can't put the genie back in the bottle. Here's a little meme piece that's gone super viral of J.D. Vance set in 1980s high school football movie. And we've got a music video, Flock of Seagulls, with President Trump.
Many of you are very talented, but if you really want to wow me today, you're going to have to show something extra. Little thing I've coined, heart.
I think his mom, like, drank when she was pregnant or something.
Ah! Attaboy, JD. Hustle, hustle.
I believe in you, JD. I know your heart's on the football field, but I need your head in history class, Mr. Vance.
Yes, Vance, yes.
That stupid freak will never make the team. He's a loser.
You and your dad are both gay.
Damn it, Vance, I wish I had 100 of you. If only you could get those godforsaken test scores up.
If you ask a hot chick to prom, I'll give you a C because history smiles upon the bold.
Asking me for my permission to ask my daughter to prom is a really classy move.
Vance passed history. Now let's go beat the shit out of the Soros High Goblins.
Joining us again today. If you notice, my voice is back to not being 100%. and I know what it is. It's half people in Austin have it, and it's got to be just bigger than allergies. You know, they're saying it's the mountain juniper they call cedar, and the just plumes of it. It's supposedly over by now. It usually goes December and early February. It's still really bad. But I've lived here most of my life, and I live in born in Dallas where they have it too. And it just progressively gets worse. And the experts, and I know it's accurate, it's all the GMO, it's all the particulates, everything manipulates our immune system and triggers it. And then normal allergens just accelerate it. And so I'm usually an outdoors guy. I usually hike every couple of days. I'm, you know, outside. I've had to stop being outside the last few weeks just to get the, quote, laryngitis go away. It was just inflammation on my larynx from the pollen, because I would go out and do yard work and my voice would be back and then it would go away the next day. You know, I'd wake up, my voice is gone again. So yesterday I went with Charlotte and Rex and Georgia, my three older children, over to a buddy's house. He's got a couple acres in his backyard, you know, on the edge of town. And we did some bow practice. Hadn't had time to do that in a while. And just 2 or 3 hours outside. It was great. I loved it. But by the time I got to the studio, so I went over there at about 10, left there about 1:32, came to the office, felt grungy, itchy from the, you know, the pollen, and went and took a shower, got in here, voice almost gone. So I apologize for that. And my nose running like a faucet. So anybody that's gotten bad allergies knows what it's like. When I grew up in Dallas, I had buddies. We did some motocross and football and all that and baseball. And I had buddies that said, hey, let's go ride motorcycles when we're like 12 years old. And they'd be like, I got allergies. I can't go outside. Like, you're a wimp. That doesn't exist. That's a hypochondriac thing. Because, you know, I'd have like a broken collarbone. My dad would just say, you're a hypochondriac. Almost to that point. No, I learned people with allergies are not hypochondriacs. Not hypochondriacs at all. So I'm going to be like Bubble Boy soon, like in a spacesuit to go outside. But supposedly the cedar's going to end soon. So I appreciate you all putting up with me. But the key is just don't go outside. And when you're driving, have your car on recirculate. All right, I'm going to stop. Here's what I want to do. I have dozens and dozens and dozens of incredible clips. I have all this amazing news. I have my analysis of what's coming next, how to stop it. I understand Trump's thinking of why he went into Iran. I know a lot of the listeners support it, but was I not right when they hit him 9 months ago and said, oh, we're just doing the nuclear site, that's it, we're done? And I said, no, this is us being set up to then go to a larger war to take out their missiles. That's really regime change. And then when the regime change doesn't happen, because Iran has dug in for 47 years, then what's going to happen? We're going to get fully committed to ground troops. And that's what Eric Prince came out Saturday and said he's concerned about. He said, you know, if they don't remove him right away, then, and that's why he was against this. So, yes, I'd like the mullahs to go bye-bye. And, yeah, the polls are clear. There have been a lot of international internal polls, a lot of really sophisticated ones. Between, you know, 77, 78% on the low end, 90-plus on the other. So it's in the mid-80s if you average them together. Do not want the mullahs. Well, Congress has a 7% approval rating. You know, the mainstream media has an 8% approval rating. So our government is hated, too. Do we get rid of it? And if we got rid of it, these are crooks in our republic, in our system, manipulating it. Notice the left always pushes revolution by getting rid of the Constitution, rid of the Constitution, Bill of Rights, rid of due process, rid of separation of powers. It's not that that stuff doesn't work. They're not enforcing it. Now, Trump's approval rating is up a little bit right now. And that normally happens during one of these wars, up 1 point from last week. But you saw that with George W. Bush. He went up like 20 points, and then it was right back down a few months later. What about George Herbert Walker Bush? I remember he had like a 35% approval rating, and by the end of Desert Storm, he had something like an 85% approval rating. And within a few months, it plunged even lower than 35%. So we don't want wars just for approval ratings. And look, I don't think Trump did this for approval rating. I don't think Trump did this as a distraction. He said we're not going to let him get nuclear weapons. but we're not going to do regime change. And I've got J.D. Vance and him saying it and Tulsi Gabbard, because I've talked about this and some listeners are like, he never said that. I have the clips. I played some of the clips yesterday. I'm not going to play them again. It's on record. We know what they said. I mean, instead of playing the clips, I have transcripts here. That could be quicker. Oh, I guess I'll play the clips and prove I'm right. I just have to. Sorry. I know most of you are like, we know. We don't need to see the clips. But at a certain point, I want to hit people with the truth here. So we were lied to. And my concern is, Eric Prince's concern, ground troops. And it'll be, well, we need to secure just the coastline by the Strait of Hormuz. And then it expands and expands and expands and expands. And now it's, 4 to 5 weeks. Remember, just stay in your home for 2 weeks to flatten the curve. And 2 years later, we're fighting to open the country back up. So that's my concern. If Trump could hit a button and send the Moolahs to the Phantom Zone, you know, like in Superman, where they send the bad guys, you know, to another dimension, I'd hit the button. Trump won't rule out sending U.S. troops into Iran if necessary. He tells the Post, war is progressing way ahead of schedule. Trump said we obliterated Iran's nuclear program last June, so why are we about to go to war? Yeah, it was a few days ago, and now here we are. Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. You say you're going to release the Epstein list, then you try to block it, even though you're not in it. We already knew that, and it's all Democrats. It's just like, we're not in a cult. That said, I'm not taking my ball and going home and just saying, I'm not going to vote Republican. I'm not going to vote in the midterms. I'm not going to support Tulsi Gabbard or RFK Jr. or Tom Homan and the great work they're doing. It's just so sad and dangerous to see Trump going in this direction. And because the Democrats want nuclear war with Russia, I'm not, and Trump's been trying to end that and doing a great job. That's way more dangerous than even Iran. So you want to measure things, be pragmatic. I'm not going to desert Trump because he's doing this Iran thing. I'm going to criticize it and try to get him to listen. And because if the Democrats get in, it's nuclear war with Russia. So let's balance that here. I'm trying to work with what we got here, folks. I'm going to come back, give the number out, and take your calls with Stuart Rhodes right through the next hour. And then we've got, so many others joining us. Gavin McGinnis, Matt Brackett, and so many others. We've got a giant broadcast lined up today. Alert, alert, alert. We're engaged in world-changing information here. The worldwide satanic pedophile networks, the poison shots, depopulation, the classified CIA documents about poisoning the food and water and medicines to make us dumb and more docile and controllable and to make us sick and die. Operation Artichoke, fully declassified this week. Total vindication of this broadcast. And now our credibility is higher than ever, but it takes funds to operate. So it's a win-win. I sell you supplements, super nutrient compounds that are the certified best, strongest, highest rated, most loved, totally tested products at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have a massive sale, and that means you have until midnight Monday, March 2nd, to get our incredible, highest quality, concentrated creatine, private label, the top brand in the country. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, good for everything. And you get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies. Each gummy is equivalent to like 40 grams or something of Irish Sea Moss. It's so good for you. A bunch of other super nutrients. And our high quality Shilajit. You get either or. You choose, absolutely free. That's a $35 value. Absolutely free with our creatine. There's also store wide 25% off all apparel. That ends midnight Wednesday, March 4th. But let me just overhead shot show TV viewers a couple of things right here. KU Medical Center. Creatine shows potential to boost cognition in Alzheimer's patients. Just type in creatine Alzheimer's. Creatine and cognition and aging, a systematic review of evidence in older adults, a major study. HHS Public Access. Effects of creatine supplementation on cognitive function of healthy individuals, a systematic review of randomized controlled trials. And it's not just good for your brain, it's good for your heart, your muscles, everything. Everybody always thinks of it for muscles, but it's every organ, folks, and you got to get the right kind of creatine. We have the best. Here's BBC telling the truth. the bodybuilding supplement that boosts brain power. I mean, my God, I was taking creatine in high school. I could bench press 350 pounds, weighed 180 pounds, squatting 600. My strength just exploded once I got on creatine. But what's it do for your brain? Want bigger gains in your brain? Six facts about creatine and brain health. Get your creatine already discounted. Get a free bottle of Iron CMOS and or Shilajit until Monday, March 2nd at midnight. And it funds the operation. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Plus, 25% off all apparel, t-shirts, hats, and hoodies ends midnight, Wednesday, March 4th. Take advantage of that. We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I set out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, I want the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. I want just Americana stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus, classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. I gave the concept great guys over there and gals. All up in Arkansas, where Big League's based. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. It's got a cool deal on the right-hand shoulder. And there's just, it's over 700 shirts now. That's the only problem, is that you find a shirt, you get it, you like it, you want to buy another one. Takes me like, if you don't remember the name of the shirt, it takes you like an hour to find it. But that's a good problem to have.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, everybody knows what I do. I look at what Trump does. I look at what Orban does. I study each country. I look at what the populist movement is and who are the most pro-human, most anti-globalist, and then I support that group. And that's so simple. And then I'll support other groups that are even more hardcore patriots to try to get them ready to go. We were instrumental back when UKIP had basically no supporters, and I was number one on the internet in the UK, Nigel Farage had said this, in energizing them to actually get their whole Brexit moving going. And that got shot down, but still it built the larger populist movement in Europe now being emulated. So just because Ron Paul didn't get elected president, that set the platform for Trump to come in. And it's been night and day compared to the Democrats, though it's not been perfect. Now we build a bigger foundation for the new generation of leaders. But I'll tell the Trump family this and the rest of them, and I think they're overall good people. Your father is destroying the MAGA legacy. And we're going to continue on as nationalists and populists and Christians and free market folks and anti-globalists. We built this movement. But this Iran attack and this behavior at the behest of Israel and the fact that it's now expanding as experts warned it. And I'm going to tell all the hawks out there that are great listeners and smart and call in and made great points last week. And I respected your points. I said, when they did the strikes last year and only said it was about the nuclear program, I said, you watch, in 6 months to a year, we're going to say we're taking out all their missiles and we're taking out their Navy and, oh, we hope they overthrow them and, oh, well, we're just going to keep bombing until they're overthrown. And now Trump has told the New York Post he does not rule out sending ground troops. Trump won't rule out sending U.S. troops into Iran if necessary, tells the Post, war is progressing way ahead of schedule. Really, they had Trump surrogates out in the last month saying, the Mullahs might fall in a day if we just decapitate them. Well, he just killed half their generals and the supreme leader, and the people under him even more radical. So I don't see that happening. And I hope I'm wrong. President Trump told the Post today that he's not ruling out sending U.S. ground troops into Iran if they're necessary, adding that Operation Epic Fury was way out of schedule by taking out dozens of Tehran's top officials. Oh, I thought it was to get the missiles and the nukes. Oh, now it's take out their officials. Yeah, it's overthrow them. So just be honest about it. It's going to go pretty quickly. He said, we're right on schedule, way ahead of schedule in terms of leadership. 49 killed, and that was, you know, going to take, we figured, at least 4 weeks, and we did it in one day. That's why they launched the day early and during the day, not at night, because they were all in one building, which is not, have you guys heard of Zoom, you dummies? But the U.S. always hits at night, and so that's why I predicted they would hit on Saturday at about 6 o'clock Texas time, because that's in the middle of the night, Iran time. And the generals went on Fox and said, well, they were going to hit about 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock U.S. time, but they decided to go ahead and hit early on Friday because the mullahs and the military all went into the supreme leader's command base in the morning, and Israel was close enough to hit them within an hour and a half. So Israel hit them, dropped 30 big bombs on them, and killed everybody. In fact, I sent you guys the B-roll of this. It's in the list. I sent too much. There was live feeds going out. The equivalent of Iran's, you know, ring systems inside the base. And you see all the different areas being blown up with people at their computers, at their stations. It's unbelievable footage. So we'll get to that. But I want to open the phones up if you disagree with me and think, hey, ground troops is great, or let's go all the way no matter what. I'd love to hear from you. If you think I'm right, or maybe I'm not going far enough on Trump, maybe you agree with Nick Fuentes that he's just completely done with the Republican Party, period. Okay, then the Democrats want nuclear war with the Russians. I mean, you've got to balance this stuff out. Bitch at the bad stuff Trump does, support the good stuff he does. But I will say that Trump went from being 98% what I thought he should be doing with Doge and all of it. And about 4 or 5 months of the administration, it started sliding off. Basically dead on perfect to veering off. And now he's veering really fast. Soon, he'll be, you know, a 180 on what he was if it continues down this line. So I've got serious concerns. But then how do you even pragmatically then go, okay, well, then I'll just support the Democrats. I guess I've been trying to fix this peacefully. The Democrats should totally open the borders, continue the human trafficking. They're going to start a nuclear war. But I also don't want to be trapped here, just sitting here with the Republicans. I mean, 90%+ of the American people, it's 95% of Republicans, something like 70-some% of Americans in polls, want voter ID to vote. You can't even get the Republicans to freaking pass the bill or bring the bill up for a vote. The SAVE Act. I mean, it's just... it's so frustrating, but we're moving the needle towards liberty a lot faster than we used to. So I also want to be thankful, and again, not one instant gratification, but that doesn't mean I just sit here and take it. What do you think? Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. What is your take on Trump saying, oh, I'm ready to send in ground troops. Oh, at least 4 or 5 more weeks. Oh, this is going so splendidly. So it goes from camel's nose under the tent flap. Oh, we're just going to take out their nukes. To, oh, we're just going to take out their missiles and ships. To, oh, this mission is to kill their leadership and have regime change. Well, under U.S. law and international law, that's illegal on its face. And so at certain levels, you know, I like Trump going in on Maduro. I think he had the constitutional authority to do that. But still, what comes out of that fiasco, we don't know yet. Cuba's about to fall. Cuba's next, I think. I'm not going to cry my Cheerios about that. But look at how in Venezuela they've left the vice president communist in there. I mean, when Cuba falls, will we make a deal with them and leave communist in charge? This is just wild. So here's Nick Fuentes, who joins us tomorrow at 1 p.m. Central. Here's his take on it. Whether you agree with where he's going or not, the facts he lays out are very accurate. Here it is.
Famously, Tucker Carlson challenged Ted Cruz, who was in favor of an operation like this, and said, how many people live in Iran? And Ted Cruz had no idea. And he dismissed that and said, that's trivia. That's a trivial detail. What does it matter how many people live there? Well, it actually matters quite a bit, because a country three times the size of Iraq, with 90 million people and a million soldiers, is not actually going to be subdued by bombs. What happens the day or the week after Iran's military is utterly destroyed? Well, probably chaos breaks out. Probably people are going to try to flee, and the borders are going to destabilize. Probably people are going to rush to the stores and try to stock up on essentials, which will cause the economy to effectively collapse. There will be looting. There will be chaos. There will be a lapse in critical infrastructure, public services. You're looking at the bottom falling out from the country. And that will actually create a vacuum. It will actually embolden and buttress the Iranian security force, because there will be a need for order, and only that force will be able to provide it. What's more, here's the other problem with this. So Iran's security force is going to be there. Attacking Iran, bombing all their cities, killing potentially hundreds, maybe thousands of civilians. What effect does that have on the resolve of Iranians and of the Iranian political leadership? If it's a remnant of the Iranian security forces, who is to say that these people, the survivors, who just watched their friends, colleagues, leaders, spiritual figures get murdered in a war of aggression, who is to say those people are now going to roll over for the United States? Perhaps that works in Venezuela, a much smaller country in terms of territory and population, ruled over by corrupt people with no real ideology, not religious zealots, not even particularly nationalistic, maybe not even ideological anymore, but just plutocrats, just crony socialists or something. Maybe that works in Venezuela, where they're more worried about their personal enrichment or survival. But in Iran, a regime that is literally created by religious police, secret police, a vanguard revolutionary paramilitary with an eschatological opinion and interpretation of their own country and its role in the future of the universe, who is to say that the remnant of that security service is not going to be more hardcore than what came before? Who's to say that they will not be more emboldened, and their resolve won't be hardened after the strikes? And maybe they don't negotiate then. So what happens the day after? Obviously, then this remnant, whether they're in favor or against the United States, they will seek to rebuild. Just as the Iranian regime, after Midnight Hammer, began to rebuild the nuclear infrastructure and their missile capability, you have to imagine that the remnant of the Iranian security forces is going to try to rebuild also. It may be a much taller order and basically impossible, but we have to entertain the scenario, maybe the most likely scenario, that hardliners come to power, they retain control of the country rather than an uprising of the people, and they go to work building more missiles and the military. So what does the United States do then? Do they allow Iran to keep going? Do they allow Iran to rebuild and reconstitute on a long enough timeline? Maybe not in months or weeks, but over the course of many years. Obviously not.
So I'm just going to say it. We have a lot of great Republican attorney generals, governors, legislators. We have good people in the administration, a lot of them, other than like Lutnick. And so we need to support them and support our great movement to put somebody in that said they would do what we wanted, and it's done a lot of it. We have to weigh it all. But this foreign policy and what Israel wants and a bunch of other, you know, interests, even the EU's wanting regime change now because they want to steal the oil, the same EU that says they're going to get Russia's oil and break Russia in five parts. This is megalomania. And Russia's leadership is now saying they're going to go more hardline against the U.S. and against Europe over this. I mean, this is just smells like nuclear war. It is escalation. It is insane. It is incredibly dangerous. And so many people I really like and respect, like Patrick Bet-David, who is of Iranian lineage, not Muslim, Christian, great guy, incredible operations he set up in Florida. I was just there a few weeks ago. Wow, that guy's doing a lot of fighting for the country, a lot of stuff people don't even know about, very prolific. Hundreds of shows they produced. It was amazing. Like an anthill over there, but just really side issue. He's saying, hey, 80%+ want regime change. Hey, these are horrible people. Hey, Trump's got a lot of balls. This is really amazing. And one-dimensionally, that's all true. But if you understand how the globalists put the people in power and you understand how they are going to want destabilization in the future, I don't trust the globalists. And when it comes to foreign policy, this is Israel, this is globalism 2.0. I just think it's not going to end well. Even if it, quote, ends the way they want it, it's going to turn into some new nightmare. But we have such short attention spans. The nuclear reactor at Iran has been bombed, according to a foreign report. Yeah, Israel said they were getting ready to hit the reactor next, which will create another radiological disaster. For people that don't know, bombing nuclear reactors is worse than dropping hydrogen bombs on people. Hydrogen bombs are clean compared to that. Most of the radiation is destroyed or released in the chain reaction. When you bomb a nuclear research reactor full of fissile material, it shoots it up into the sky, and you've got a Chernobyl on your hands. So it just continues. Escalating over the edge of a cliff. Oh, just surgical strikes. Perfect. It's all done. We knocked out their nuclear capacity. And now here we are, 9 months later. Trump's ready to send in troops. IDF says the Air Force took out Iranian soldiers trying to fire up their air defenses. Jets are still hitting launch sites and missiles, keeping Iran from setting up anything that can target them. Yeah, I mean, if Trump said and kept it at that, the primary mission is take out their missiles and take out ships that can block the Strait of Hormuz, and we found some more nuclear stuff, we're taking it out, and that was really the mission, then I'd be like, okay, yeah, I don't like it, but I do like it. You know what I mean? It's still dangerous. But now it's going exactly like I said, a runaway train over the edge of a cliff. And do I have to be proven right again when we're in a damn nuclear war here, folks? I mean, this is Eric Prince and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff said the same stuff I've said. They said it very politely, but they're not the commander in chief. So I don't think you play dice with stuff like this. Let's go to Eric Prince Saturday talking about this. And then let's go to Patrick Bet-David. Here it is.
Yeah, real quickly, we got 2 minutes. I know you got to bounce because I know the president respects your opinion. If you had a chance to talk to the president today, what would be Eric Prince's recommendations to the commander in chief?
Don't ever contemplate ground troops in Iran.
You think that's even a possibility?
I didn't think this was a possibility today, over the last couple of days, Steve. I didn't really think that was that he was going to do it.
Patrick Bet-David joins us now. Patrick, what an amazing guest to have today. I want to start with this.
By the way, hit pause. I'm going to play the Bet-David thing next hour, and I'll go to your calls. Stuart Rhodes is on. We'll bounce back and forth with all of you. Stuart knows he's coming on to take calls and give us analysis. You see how concerned Eric Prince is. Very successful businessman, very successful Navy SEAL, set up Blackwater and all those other companies, expert all over the world, governments hire him everywhere. He's had an extremely accurate rate of predicting things. And months ago, he went on air in several interviews and just talked about how dangerous this is because of the different bad scenarios and the escalation ladder, which we're now on. When you know this stuff, you understand it. So a lot of people who don't have a military background in administration or large-scale stuff who are even former military think, hey, they're bad, we're just taking them out. That is not what's happening here, okay? There's pretty much no way this doesn't escalate now because the mullah's hung on. That's why I said Saturday morning, I said, I hope they fall quickly, please. I actually said a prayer at like 2 a.m. when I woke up and this was starting. And I said it in the first video I shot early in the morning. I said, look, I wasn't for this, but I want regime change now, and I want it fast. And then I explained why, and now here we are. Man, I'm telling you, folks, if you got a normalcy bias and you think that, you know, this is just like Iraq or Afghanistan or Venezuela, it ain't, boys and girls, okay? So that's where we are. I want you to hear Eric Prince again. Listen to him. The look on his face. I didn't think this was possible. I didn't think he'd do it. Because Prince does all these secret operations in support of the U.S. government, Special Operations Command, the Army, all of it. He knows that basically all the top generals except the head of CENTCOM have been against this. And the head of CENTCOM is a highly decorated badass, but he is basically totally 100% pro-Israel like Huckabee. And that's where we are. I mean, this is... And it's getting worse by the minute. So just sit back and watch. And I hope somehow this unfolds. Maybe the 10% chance it doesn't turn into hell on earth. Cross your fingers, say a prayer. Here's Eric Prince again. Look at his body language, not just what he says here. He cannot believe this. Here it is.
Yeah, real quickly, we got 2 minutes. I know you got to bounce. Because I know the president respects your opinion. If you had a chance to talk to the president today, what would be Eric Prince's recommendations to the commander-in-chief?
Don't ever contemplate ground troops in Iran.
You think that's even a possibility?
I didn't think this was a possibility today, over the last couple of days, Steve. I didn't really think that was that he was going to do it.
Well, that's yesterday morning, and here we are today. Trump says, yeah, I'm looking at ground troops. See how that works? What did I say Saturday? I said, I think the mullahs will probably hang on. And then we'll be committed to this. And I said, in a few months, they'll say, oh, we need to invade just this area on their beach for, you know, to take over so they can't use it to close Strait of Hormuz as a security zone. And then that's how this is going to start. Or they may be crazy enough to try to send in commandos like Delta Force did in 79 with Jimmy Carter. Oh, my gosh, what a fiasco. And a lot of people think being patriotic is just going along with whatever the war is of the day, the war du jour. No. Remember all the other fraudulent wars, the $20 trillion spent the last 26 years on these wars? All the rest of it, the Gulf War syndrome, all the rest of it. Remember all that? Remember why we wanted Trump? I'm not ready to disengage from politics. I'm going to support all the good Republican candidates. I'm going to support all the people that we want to secure our border and all the rest of it and cut taxes and no tax on tips and Robert F. Kennedy, the great work he's doing. But at the same time, I've got to really figure out what do we do if Trump tries to send troops in? Well, I know what we do. We need to have the war powers reinstated and tell him this is full war and Congress needs to vote on this. And then we know which congressman, Democrat and Republican to vote for in the future and which not to. We need to make them put their names on this, like the Declaration of Independence. We'll put it on this war declaration then. That's why you got to do this. We don't need to be slip-walked into a ground war. Folks, if you think Vietnam was bad, this will be as bad as Vietnam, okay? So... I am, and here's the deal. My children, I told them, I said, you want to join the military, that's your thing. I'm not against joining the military. But back when it was woke, Rex thought about it. Back when Biden was in, I said, don't do it. Because, you know, he was out of high school thinking about it. I said, don't do it. Biden just got in. I said, you know, they're going to shoot you up with all the shots and brainwash you, and you're a white guy, you know, they're going to attack you. But now I would say, I'm not letting my children, they're adults, but I mean, I would... I know this. My kids, because Europe's already got the draft set up, aren't going to fight the Russians, the Iranians. This is bull. If Israel wants to fight Iran, knock yourself out. I mean, I at a visceral level understand how dangerous this is. Your calls are coming up. Listen, we're not funded by Qatar, or the Israelis, or anybody else. We're funded by you. Today is the last day of the mega sale. Buy our super strong, the very best, bottom line creatine that is so good for your brain, not just your muscles. Look at all the studies, how good it is for Alzheimer's, cognitive decline, great for the young, great for the old. I actually have a giant stack, overhead shot right here. I actually have a giant stack of documents and U.S. government studies. Creatine, the bodybuilding supplement that boosts brain power. We have the best. Creatine shows potential to boost cognition in Alzheimer's patients. Creatine and the cognition in aging, a systematic review of evidence in older adults. Everybody should be taking it. It's not as good for muscles. Evidence of creatine supplementation of cognitive function of healthy individuals. A systematic review of randomized controlled trials. HHS says, yes, take it. What bigger gains for your brain? Six facts about creatine and the brain health. We have the best. We have the best. You get it at a great price at thealexjonesstore.com. And ending tonight, you can either choose a bottle of our ultimate CMOS gummies or our ultimate Shilajit gummies. We don't know what those are. Those are incredibly powerful and good for your libido, stamina, energy, overall health, immune system. So you get a free bottle of the Shilajit or the Irish CMOS gummies. It ends tonight. Plus, it ends on Wednesday, 25% off store-wide on all Patriot apparel, all the ball caps, all the shirts, everything. And it funds this operation. Got great collectible knives, badass prices. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you all for your support. We'll be right back. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We're engaged in world-changing information here. And now our credibility is higher than ever, but it takes funds to operate. So it's a win-win. I sell you supplements, super nutrient compounds that are the certified best, strongest, highest rated, most loved, totally tested products at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And we have a massive sale. Alert, alert, alert. I'm saying this live on air Thursday, February 26th. And that means you have until midnight Monday, March 2nd, to get our incredible, highest quality, concentrated creatine, private label, the top brand in the country. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, good for everything. And you get a free bottle of Irish CMOS gummies and our high-quality Shilajit. You get either or. You choose absolutely free with our creatine. The Alex Jones Store. .com. We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I set out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, I want the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus, classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. It's all there. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. TheAlexJonesStore.com.